Before I get into number 10, I just want to go over the honorable mention people for the defense. We have Reggie Nelson out of Florida, 6 feet, 198, 4'3", 540. Very devastating hitter, reads and reacts well. Really undersized, struggles with the coverage sometimes deep. Lets guys get underneath on him. He's going to struggle with the more physical tight ends and wide receivers in the NFL, but he can play man coverage. He can play either safety position, so he's really valuable. Brandon Merriweather's pretty much the same way, not as quick. 5'11", 195, 448 speed. Very smooth in coverage. He's a ball hawk. He makes a lot of interceptions. Kind of reminds me of Corey Chavis a little bit. Comes from a good program at Miami, and he can play either safety spot, even be a nickelback in the NFL. We got Aaron Rouse, too, on my honorable mention. Virginia Tech, he's huge. 6'5", 223. Better in run support than most safeties because of his size and used to play outside linebacker. He's a catch-and-grab tackler. He can lose a step, you know, and get beat by some receivers, but he showed really well at the Senior Bowl how fast he is and how good he is in coverage. We also have Michael Griffin out of Texas, 5'11", 7'8", 201 pounds, 4'4 speed. He can play close to the line. He'll even take on linemen when I watch tape on him, and he'll make the tackles. He'll go right around him. He's very sneaky and deceptive. His brother, Cedric Griffin, plays for the Vikings in the NFL, so he comes from a good pedigree. Those are the guys on my honorable mention. My last guy, he's another quarterback of the defense. He's another leader on the defense, and that's why I have him number one. He's the number two inside linebacker on my list. We're talking about Buster Davis out of Florida State University. Runs a 4.69, 4.740. Doesn't have this speed or anything that's going to overwhelm you, but he's a very solid player, and he played at a great program at Tallahassee. He's definitely a guy who's flying around. He's 5'10", 242. He's making all the tackles. Whenever you see a running back being taken down, he's always there. He's always helping out. And he'll come right up the middle on the center and bull rush the quarterback. And he did that many times at Florida State. Like Lawrence Timmons, had a lot of tackles for loss. Very, very solid prospect. Does have to work on misdirection plays, but he has great agility, great side-to-side, you know, speed, getting to the ball carrier, and he's a big hitter. I mean, he hit people so hard last year, he would often lose his helmet. He's a great player. I picture him having over 100 tackles next year, next season. He's going to be great on the team he plays. He might go into a place where there's a veteran linebacker and steal the job away from him. And that's why I have Buster Davis number 10, because you don't always have to be on top of everybody's draft board. You can be a player that's going to come in and dominate in the NFL. And that's what Buster Davis is going to do.